Welcome to the April meeting of the Amateur Radio Club, AARC. And so, I hear we have a repeater report.
Yes, Mike said that, well, first of all, last week, I don't know, it was sometime I was supposed to do the net.
It was Tuesday
or Wednesday or something. Maybe it was the week after, week before. I had been messing with the repeater to see if I did it, and then I forgot to change my radio in the back, and I ran back, and so I actually talked to Clark on it. So it's actually up, but the controller, you can't see, you can't hear anything.
Right.
Because the controller, I mean, it doesn't say anything. It's not hooked up to the controller. So they're going to go, Mike and someone else is going to go tomorrow, I believe, in Mike Worship.
Me.
Oh, you.
I'm the someone else, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then you should be giving this report.
Oh, yeah, you're doing great so far.
And hook up the controller, and then it'll be good to go.
Yep. Okay. Put in the backup battery, put up the power supply. We hope to have it done by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
The guy that runs the net meeting Monday night was going to announce it to everybody, but whatever you want to do, you can run on Hughes on Monday or run on El Segundo on Monday.
I think, a lot of people are not going to be here tomorrow.
Right.
It might be best, and so even if I send out an email notifying people, it won't get to them before 8 a.m. on Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
So I suspect we should stick with Hughes for Monday.
And then just if you make an announcement,
make a big announcement on Monday that we're going live to the old one on Tuesday. The El Segundo repeater. Just announce your switch on Monday and then do it. I think that would be best. And I'll send an email out once it's confirmed.
Well, so that's what we're looking for. Peter, do you think you'll be around tomorrow at, say, 9 or 9:30 to do a check?
I'm on RDO.
I'm also on RDO.
Okay. We know we need to look for a couple people off-site to do the check.
Although,
get it up.
I think I
you
can
call
I
me,
can
and
hit
I can
the,
hit it from home. Easy.
I can hit it from home, too.
So, take
it in Pasadena.
I'll give you my cell afterwards.
Great.
And then you can just call me tomorrow, and I'll get on my radio and check it. And then I can log in to Aerospace and send the email once it's confirmed that it's working.
Perfect.
I'll send the email out to everybody, and then we'll switch on Tuesday. Does that sound like a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I need to program the radio on Tuesday morning?
You need to change that. Back the way it was.
I probably need some instruction.
Okay.
The book's there. I'll help you.
You'll be there on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll do it Monday night after the Monday meeting.
The radio uses an A3.
We have all Monday, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do that Monday after the net. Assuming everything goes well. All right. Field day. June 25 and 26. Starts around usually 10 or 11
in the morning.
I think it's 11. I think I messed up one year and I thought it was 10. We only have one meeting between now and then, not counting today. I have the location. It depends on how many people we get.
Yeah.
I think VC1 is out. Because I talked with Jason, and he says nowadays security is closing the VC1 gate over the weekends. It's not even open at all. And the only access to aerospace is VC2. So I think it would be best if we do one of the visitor centers to do VC2.
Well, there's no tall building near VC2.
There's no tall buildings to block us. It's kind of open. Nothing to swing antennas from. There might be those trees. There might be some eucalyptus if we want to use those. But depending on how many people we get, if we only get two or three people and we want to try for more distance and stuff, we could just set up in the parking structure and forget the VC2 part. But if we're going to have maybe 10 people or 6 people, which seems doubtful to me, then we could possibly run both spots.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
So, that I think we can still keep that up in the air until at least we should decide by the end of by our June meeting. That gives us 25 days to get the security on board and stuff.
Yeah.
People should be getting their own gear if they're bringing their own stuff. So far we have volunteers for PR, which is Dawn, and I'm figuring out the location and the trailer movement. Are you going to bring your own ring? Or
no,
you want to use one of the...
I'm going to use one of the ones in the trailer.
You have a choice.
Whichever one is functioning.
They're both functioning. Of course, we don't have anything that's broken.
Never.
Never
happens.
So you can pick the Kenwood or the KX3. I'll probably pick the other one.
Okay.
I'll let you pick, and then I'll pick the other.
You've worked more with the KX3, right? So I can do the Kenwood.
Okay. And the VHF ones we can all share, and they're easy to use anyway.
Yeah.
Not hard to work with. So a new person can do that even. We talked about doing it on the parking structure. This is just a repeat of the last month's thing. And the idea is to put the antennas on the top and monitor one floor down from the top on the parking structure. Bathroom's a bit far away. Not easily accessed for the public, but I think if we go anywhere in the entire place, Archie will find us. But we can't use the trailer because it's too tall to be pulled up there, and we wouldn't need to anyway.
We just have to lug the generator.
It's got wheels now.
That's true.
It's wheels.
That's true.
We can just roll it on and roll it into the elevator and elevator up to the top.
Yeah, it can be in the top.
Yes.
Or an extension.
Yes.
I think it's loud.
What is that?
That generator.
The generator we use is pretty loud. It's
loud. Also,
the field on there.
Yeah, it stinks.
Whoa.
Hey.
Welcome. Sign in.
Thank you.
We have this diagram that actually shows even that we could do the parking structure and VC2 easily. We're within our 1,000-foot circle, if you look. The lower circle.
Oh, yeah.
Because this VC1's up here, but if we're thinking of doing VC2, then it's well within the circle.
Yeah.
This is a diagram that Ryan made of an idea of making a 40-meter beam on the structure, and that would work. We can do V-beams or dipole-type shaped beams if we want. I've been looking into that, and that's actually quite a doable thing. I walked up there to figure out how we're going to attach, like, masts or things. And there's on this wall here, there are brakes in it, and so you could put a mast up next to it and then strap it with like a big nylon strap or those cinching type straps for motor. I always think of them as motorcycle straps that you strap things down with. You could strap our masts could be strapped to the wall here, this wall that goes along.
So it's because
you can shove stuff out and around and clamp it.
Or maybe even a big C clamp. You know, the kind of
could do a C clamp. We don't want to damage the building if we can avoid it.
Yeah, they're adjustable, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pipe clamp would work too if you just lay that on top to grip the top brick or whatever at the wall, and then lash the mast to the pipe to the remaining pipe. We could do that too. That's BC1. That's pretty much out. This is my idea of the BC2 setup. If we did that, we could put the trailer where the trailer is up here. Often is cleared for bike. Like if you do the bike to work week, this is where the bike to work week event is, and they clear that of all the cars, and so they're used to having events happen there. BC2 has the bathroom right in the little building. And this is good for retirees and things. And also public can access us very easily. And we probably wouldn't need this part down here. So we could park our cars down here and not have a problem. But there are these trees here. I haven't checked to see how tall these trees are. But we might be able to use that as a location, too. I haven't checked how high those are. We want to put a dipole off of one of those. Because this direction is east, and so you could imagine a inverted V off of that, facing east mostly, and so that might be a good idea. Ryan tested the KX3 rig. I think it's working. That he found it was working, and we had just some settings wrong. He redid the firmware. Yeah, that's right. He redid the firmware on this.
That's what we use to.
Yeah. So that one's fine. And then Kenwood we tested in the D8 Ham Shack. We need to know more about the manual and the settings and things, but I think it works fine as well.
Yeah, he had
I haven't advertised the Hammett Forward. I'm trying to figure out how to get stuff in happening, so I'll do that.
I haven't done that.
If we want this anyway.
Well, we should have a better antenna than the two, the buddy pole and the...
Yeah, something large. Well, I think we should go for that, get the stuff to make the 40-meter beam, and if we could buy it commercially, that saves us time. And we have plenty of money. That's our next problem. And I'm not going to do
that.
It is irrelevant. And we need to inventory the setups.
We should set up a time to go to the trailer and just look at...
Figure out what we're going to do.
Figure out what we've got and what we need.
Yeah, we should do it in time that we can still buy stuff.
Yeah, we should do it.
I think we should do that in May.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of the date?
Let's see, what's my calendar say here? Lunchtime. Any day but Thursday is usually fine with me.
We're on Thursday. Today is Thursday.
I know.
I don't want to do it on a Monday.
Do Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wednesday is probably better for me.
Okay. You do the 4th or the 11th?
Let's not do it the 4th. That's the... I'm already doing the ham thing in the morning. We'll check on that.
Alright.
How about the 11th?
The 11th
at lunch.
Good. 11th at lunchtime.
11th at lunch. Okay. Don't have to set them up and test them or anything, but we just need to make sure we're going to hook this to this and that to that.
Because I know we need microphones.
And headsets.
And headsets.
I'm going to buy the best headsets. Because we have $8,000 in the bank.
Okay, let's buy some good headsets.
With diamonds and...
Diamonds?
Heil. Buy Heil headsets.
There we go.
For as many as we need. I'm thinking we could set up another ham shack in A6. I've actually looked at the plans of the building itself, and I have a couple of ideas of locations to put it. I just need to... And I've talked to a few people, but I need to talk to a little bit higher up people right now. The DA I talked to, unfortunately, Joe is not here. He has some ideas of things that he wants to upgrade in DA, so he already has some to spend, but not near the 8K worth. You're Bob. Hey, you have a shack.
I've been in it a couple times.
Do you want to be the custodian of that shack?
Yeah.
Make sure everything, what I'd like you to do is go through all that's there. Make sure it works. Figure out what antennas are hooked up and what they are. And label your cables. And just take ownership of that shack.
Okay.
Because it was used by Frank and the old timers that are gone now. So I'm sure it's has the potential of being an excellent shack.
Yeah.
And you have a really nice room. You have probably have a bunch of junk that doesn't work anymore or that needs to be gotten rid of or that we don't use or whatever. But I'd like you to take ownership of that and
sure.
And do it. It's right in your building.
Right above me, yep.
That's a similar location to like what I'm thinking of for A6. I have some electrical rooms that are in the middle of the building that aren't used for much anything else. That maybe they can let me put a desk in. Any other ideas of items to purchase?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to have a laptop or something like that in each room.
We can get those for free.
Okay.
We can get laptops from the used equipment pool, the old stuff that they keep around. We can just requisition it.
The other thing, I don't know, I'm just throwing this one out, the $20 dongles, so that in places where you don't have a spectrum analyzer, you get a spectrum analyzer for looking at what frequencies are in use.
Like a PAL display?
Like what?
The PAL, what they call it, a PAL display.
I know a waterfall display.
Waterfall display.
Yeah. They want me to bring my dongle to the, I don't know if it's TRW or if it's Hughes. I'm in so many clubs now I can't keep them straight. To the field day so that you can see what frequencies are in use
during
field day.
That's what we're planning to have set up for field day for us.
Yeah. And those are cheap. They're like $20 for those dongles. So,
yeah. You're talking, but you have to get the $100 down converter. I have one personally.
Oh, if you want to do the transmit.
The SDR. No.
Yeah.
In order to hook it to for it to look at the HF frequencies, you have to get a down converter because the dongle itself doesn't look at the low frequencies. It's like lowest is 120 megahertz or something. You have to get an up converter. You have to get an up converter to convert the HF frequencies into frequencies that it can understand.
Interesting. Okay, I saw on the web somewhere it says you can cut a resistor on one of these and it gets AM all the way up to 2 gig. I haven't nested mine yet, but that's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not. You guys probably don't.
I had one, and we had a couple of presentations. Don Hall did one on it. You have to get an up converter.
That's what he did, huh?
Yeah, but that's only $100 to add to it, and then you have to put it on a computer to show.
And that's what the laptop would be good for, right?
Right, right. Yeah. But,
so what do we need, two or three laptops?
Shacks. No.
And up converters?
Yeah.
Get three, then we'd have one for A2, one for D8, and one for the trailer or A6 or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, we need headphones and microphones for the... I know the microphone on... That was the problem. The microphone on the Kenwood just screwed up.
How many Heil headphone sets? We had one.
Well, probably should have one for each rig that we're planning to work on field day.
So that's three, four.
I want to back up in case something happens.
Anybody know why there's so many chairs in the shack over there?
It's because people stuff them in there to get rid of them.
It's brand new. I just wonder if it's the club bought those chairs.
No, that shack was set up by security.
Okay.
That shack was set up with the advice of the club, but not with club funds, as far as I know.
Like the trailer.
Similar to the trailer. It was a similar time. Because they only had the A2 and the D8 shack for a long time. And it was done when they did the renovation of the cafeteria here and things like that. Anything else to spend money on? That's not $8,000, sorry. Well, the A6 shack might help.
Yeah. What do we need to make the antenna you're talking about? Or buy the antenna? The 40-meter beam?
Wire.
No, that's not $8,000.
That's going to be fixed direction, right?
Yeah, we're planning to set up two. One going north and one going east.
Okay.
So we'll just switch between them every once in a while on field day.
Or you could have a dongle. You could be monitoring each one.
Yeah, you could.
That would be
put the monitor on with the one you're not using or whatever.
Yeah.
What a portable tower on a trailer.
How often would we? I don't know that we'd really use it though.
Field day.
Except for field day.
And if there's an earthquake.
Yeah?
Like, if D8 went down in an earthquake.
If D8 goes down in an earthquake, we'd
how
be
are we
going to
contact Chantilly?
That's true. We would not.
So how could we contact Chantilly?
That's true. If D8 went down in an earthquake, we'd need a portable tower.
And a 20-meter beam.
Yeah.
Or a beam that could go on it that could do 20 meters. I mean, you could put a...
Yeah.
Could have a step IR that's not mounted and then could put it on there. So you wouldn't need it. You could probably pack a...
Yeah, because we would need to hit, at least hit Colorado, if not Chantilly.
Mm-hmm.
And none of our non-building associated antennas can do that at this point, really.
Because what we have is a, we have the crank IR.
Right.
And we have the buddy pole.
Right. And the crank IR...
And we have a couple wire dipoles, but we're not set up well.
Yeah, and the crank IR... If conditions are good, it can, but...
And if it's in the right spot.
And it's in the right spot. The conditions may or may not be good, so you can't bank on it. So a portable tower with a beam, 20-meter beam antenna.
How tall of a tower would it be? 40 feet or 30? 50 feet?
Presumably one that we can collapse and...
I don't know what they look like.
Do they come with their own trailer?
Did you go to the ham convention in Torrance?
Okay.
Those guys had... It's a trailer... 15 feet long, something like that, and it had what looked like a crank-up tower laid down horizontally, and then there's a means of cranking that up vertically where the base of it sits on the ground, and then the rest of the trailer helps stabilize that, and then you crank again, and that extends the tower up.
That's a good thing.
Without guide wires or...
And then you guide it once you get it up.
And so I would propose that we get that, and then next time we coordinate with safety, or security, next time we have one of these cert exercises, or after we get it, then we incorporate into that a set of contact of Colorado or Chantilly and say, we've had a giant earthquake and this is what we blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an exercise.
Yeah.
Right. And even if that was stored near the where the other stuff is, they want to get rid of the little trailer that's next to our trailer. It would fit right there.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
You could put it in there, and it's light enough, those trailers are light enough that you if you couldn't get a truck, you could, with some strong people, you could maneuver it into position outside of the tent, and then just set it up.
Right there, yeah. That's kind of a crappy spot, though.
It is a really crappy spot, because to get over to an empty parking lot, you have to go in the street.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to set it up, you could wheel it, make a hand cart for it, and then wheel it to the top of the parking garage.
Yeah, but after an earthquake,
the parking structure will be crushed.
It might not be.
But you could, with a hand truck that could pull it,
move it somewhere.
You could move it to an empty parking lot between A1 and A8. That's probably one of our biggest empty areas, or the one south of A6.
Yeah.
Which actually already has some power.
Yeah, that's true.
You can move it to either of those locations.
Yeah.
And then have a clear shot.
What's that tower that's up there now?
It's used by some of the employees. It's south of A6. I'm not.
What kind of generators do you have?
We have like 5 generators that are stored in the same spot. They're tested monthly by security. 4. I think there's like 4, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
More than one. This is all this last slide. That's all I have.
Now, if you wanted to go wacko, just a wacko idea, you can get solar panels.
We have solar panels and solar batteries.
Okay.
They're not permanently set up anywhere, but we have 2 panels and we have some batteries and solar chargers and that whole setup.
Why they aren't set up permanently? Is it possible for we to install on top of the trailer?
The trailer is inside of a tent. It doesn't see the sun.
Make that into a greenhouse.
the panels are actually inside the trailer.
Panels are nice in that they're a lot quieter than generators. I mean, you need a lot of panels to generate.
It takes more
power.
If
you run out of gas or something like that, it might be hard to get gas.
We will run out of gas. Anything else? Any other ideas?
Propane generator.
Hmm?
Propane generator.
Mm-hmm.
Propane should be easier to get after disasters, right?
Why? Because we can siphon gas from all the cars in the parking lot.
Oh,
and fill the generator.
Oh, I see. That.
That's right.
In that sense, yeah.
Some of the gas tank have a thing on there that you can't really put a siphon in there now.
Pull that out with a branch.
Okay. That'll be your job.
Yeah, we have.
I watched enough zombie shows to know what you can do.
Punch a hole in the gas tank.
Yep. Screwdriver hole in the gas tank. So it fills up your bucket. Alrighty. So, who all's gonna be able to come to the field day?
Planning to go.
You are? Are you planning?
I forget the date. It's
25 to 26.
I can be there.
Sunday. We'll only probably be there Saturday.
Most likely we'll just be there
part Saturday
until probably the sun goes down.
Saturday, we'll
get lots of guys that want to go 24 hours.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. Saturday until we decide we're done.
Yeah.
I'll be there Saturday until my kids start driving everyone crazy.
Alright. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You want to give me your number 2 so I can call you to do the check, or just one?
I think one's
enough.
Enough.
Okay.
It's probably easier for Jeff to get the repeater than me.
Okay.
Although I've done that off the rubber duck, so.